Blog Talk Radio.
It's the ride home at 5 with comedian, playwright, actress, and author Diva Mack, bringing you stop sign drama, entertainment traffic, red light scandal, highway news, side street suspense, and city-to-city knowledge here on the Diva Mack Show, your ride home from work. So buckle up and let's roll. I'm your host, Diva Mack. You're right on Pork at 5. Today on the Diva Mack Show, we're talking about living with lupus. Before we get into our main topic today, you all, I hope you all enjoyed your weekend. It kind of dried up here in Houston, Texas. It allowed us time to get out and swim a little bit, a little barbecue, just have a good time with family. It's always a great thing to do, enjoying your loved ones. Today, we're going to talk about living with lupus and more here on the Diva Mack Show. Now, on this show, we'll talk about what it's like to live with lupus and the symptoms of lupus and how it affects one's body that is actually diagnosed with lupus here on the Diva Mack Show. Several people that I've met within the last couple of years that are suffering with lupus, or living with lupus, I should say, and how they function with it and how it brings them down and, you know, just really their daily activities. So we're going to talk in depth about lupus here and how lupus affects your body, concerning your heart and lungs, your skin, kidneys, brain and central nervous system, eyes, joints, and muscles as well. If you're just now tuning in to the Diva Mack Show, we're talking about living with lupus. For many people, learning there is a name for the nagging, painful, and sometimes debilitating symptoms they have been suffering from is a relief. But once a patient learns they have lupus, the next question is usually, now what? Now, today on the Diva Mack Show, we're going to navigate through life with lupus, learning the latest treatments and medical options, and share experiences in achieving a full and productive life while living with lupus. Now, as you answer your question, now what, whether you're a newly diagnosed or a long-time lupus patient, there are important things you can do to contribute to your overall wellness, aside from establishing a good working relationship with your doctor and having a solid understanding of the disease. First and foremost, you can maintain a positive attitude. Yes, some days that's easier to accomplish than others, but a positive outlook and forward-thinking attitude is a huge leap towards managing your wellness. Your attitude plays a key role in how your body feels, because stress, anxiety, and negative thoughts impact your overall state of wellness. Choosing a positive attitude and making a commitment to enhance your quality of life will ultimately help you cope with the challenges that can go hand in hand with lupus. Equally important is to understand and accept that until there is a cure, lupus is a part of your life that requires continuous attention. By respecting the illness, establishing realistic lifestyle goals, and making a commitment to carry them out, you will have a greater sense of balance and a proactive approach to your wellness. Now, you can control how you cope with lupus rather than be controlled by the disease. Now, you don't look sick, you all. If you're just tuning into the Diva Mack Show, we're talking about living the life with lupus here on the Diva Mack Show. As we continue to go through it, if you're just now tuning in, a lot of people don't look sick when they've been diagnosed with lupus. Lupus patients hear that all the time. Lupus is that look good, feel bad disease. So many times friends, family, or colleagues don't even realize you are not feeling well. That means making lifestyle adjustments and altering your daily, weekly routines and commitments is in order. And it could mean speaking up and asking for assistance in accomplishing tasks that might normally be easy for you to handle. Consider your shortcuts in your daily activities. Plan must-do chores and activities before you overdo it with less than necessary energy zapping tasks. Obtain a household or child care help if possible, and learn to prioritize commitments so you're able to enjoy your most meaningful ones. Now, proactively making these types of adjustments will help ensure you are not pushing yourself too hard throughout the day or days, only to pay the price with increased fatigue later. Now, talking to your doctor, since lupus is an ongoing chronic disease, you will be spending a considerable amount of time with your doctor over the years. Now, it's important that you develop an honest and open dialogue with your healthcare profession as you work to had them through the ups and downs of the illness, it's also vitally important that you see your doctor on a regular basis, take medication as prescribed, and follow through with your necessary blood and lab tests. Now, lupus patients need to take an active role in their wellness and work a little harder to stay healthy. One approach is to keep a diary or journal of how you feel and what the circumstances are when you have a good or not so good day. Paying close attention to your body and documenting the signals it sends as an important way to learn what triggers your flare-ups and which medications work best and how your body is responding to any medications that you are on as well. Again, taking notes so that when you meet with your doctor that you can go over your journal at that time and understand what triggers the flare-ups, what medications work best, and how you're coping with the stress of having a chronic disease. Now, writing these things down, journalizing these things also helps you track your symptoms so you can have a meaningful and detailed conversation with your doctor, reviewing your notes and organizing your thoughts and symptoms before medical appointments will help maximize your appointment time and allow you to ask questions that can lead to the best possible treatment options for your specific needs. Now, yes, the dreaded E word, exercise. We all need to. I'm about to get myself back on task of working out. I used to love to work out. I love the way it makes me feel, but just getting started for some of us is a task ahead, just trying to get started. Once we get started, we're going. And for me, I'm the same. And once I get in the groove of going, I've been going away for a month, then I'm in it. But yes, you have to exercise. And some of us love it. Some of us hate it. But regardless of how you've been working out, it is especially necessary for living with lupus successfully. Talk to your doctor about the best and safest exercise option for you, then set realistic goals and build gradually to a program that's right for you, for your individual needs. Not a fan of walking, consider Pilates, yoga, Tai Chi, or warm water aerobics. I like water aerobics. The other thing is I don't like getting my hair wet, and sometimes you will. All are helpful in building muscle strength, increasing flexibility, and reducing stress. Okay. There is no clever heading or buzzword to describe the extreme fatigue lupus patient experience. Simply put, lupus fatigue is like hitting a brick wall and not being able to get up. Period. And some people don't understand that because I have a couple of associates that I know when they have those moments, when they have those flares, and they really cannot get out of bed, really like their body just shut down. And you don't understand it because you're going, well, I just saw you and you were fine. And then the next moment, they're out of there. Now, there's no, just explaining how that is and living with that type of fatigue, having that type of fatigue. It's caused by a variety of reasons, primarily due to inflammation, anemia, chronic pain, and chemicals known in the body as cytokines. The best way to counteract fatigue is to prioritize your time and pace yourself. Know that if you stay in bed, you will feel weaker, but if you try to be super patient with nonstop activities, you can cause a flare that could leave you down for the count. So listen to your body, rest when you need to, and focus on balancing your lifestyle. Now, it's fairly easy to spot smart lupus patients enjoying a day at the beach on a hiking trail or taking leisurely walks on a sunny day. They're the ones wearing long sleeve pants and a huge hat. They're also slathered from head to toe in sunscreen, but they are enjoying the outdoors, and that's what counts. Lupus patients are constantly warned about the effects of ultraviolet A and B rays from the sun because these rays can trigger lupus flare-ups. And generally, it's best to develop the habit of applying sunscreen every morning before you leave your home and reapplying it every 2 to 3 hours as the day progresses. Now, if you remain outdoors and wear a wide-brim hat to protect your face and neck, too, remember the sun is essentially everywhere in all four seasons of the year, even through a car or office window. So sunscreen is a fact of life for lupus patients. Many effective over-the-counter hyperallergenic brands are available with broad-spectrum protection and SPF or 30 or greater. So try a few to find the one that works best with your skin type and wear it daily. Now, the sun isn't the only source giving off UVA rays, fluorescent light bulbs do too, and that's a possible problem for people with lupus. especially sensitive to UVA rays. Fluorescent lights may cause a sunburn or trigger a flare-up in some lupus patients. Now, if you have these types of lights in your home, replace them. If your workplace uses fluorescent lighting, consider wearing sunscreen to work, and it's not unreasonable to request the fluorescence in your direct area to be removed or turned off if possible. Now, having a hard time remembering names, appointments, even where you put your car keys sometimes, this could be attributed to a lupus fog that's playing tricks with your memory. Medical professionals refer to it to this as cognitive dysfunction or cognitive impairment. Lupus fog or lupus brain is a reflection of vascular spasms, which can reduce the amount of oxygen getting to your brain. Now, these symptoms may come and go, but it's best to discuss them with your physician. Treatment options are available, include refers to psychologists, speech therapists, physical therapists who can help you cope with memory exercises and strategies for improved concentration, as well as initiating treatments such as biofeedback. Swollen joints are unfortunately common with lupus. Applying ice to pain areas works better, more better than dry heat. Soaking in a hot tub, jacuzzi, or shower, even a trip to the sauna could help too. Pain managing medications are also available through your physicians. Track your pain and swelling and watch for specific activities that might trigger flares so you and your doctor can decide the best treatment for you. Again, you all, if you just entered into the next show, we're talking about living with lupus and how it affects one just living with lupus. Now, again, it takes a village, actually. A strong, reliable support network is important when dealing with lupus. Helping family, loved ones closest to you, and possibly even employers understand the disease and what you are going through will allow them to offer support and acknowledge your altered lifestyle and occasionally limitations. Access for help isn't always easy, but sometimes it's necessary. Support groups and online networking with other lupus patients allow you to reach out, share information, experience, and perhaps even inspire others facing similar lupus issues. Along the way, you can gain invaluable support from others who understand firsthand the unique emotions and challenges that you are facing. Here in the Diva Mix Show, we're talking about lupus. Now, obviously, no one wants to have a chronic disease with no current cure. But progress is being made, and lupus patients are living fuller and more productive lives today than they have in the past years. So whether you are newly diagnosed or have been rolling with the punches for a long time, a lupus diagnosis, learning to cope with your new normal, it is a process that takes time to adjust to a master, both physical and mentally. Be kind to yourself and know that you are not alone. Work closely with your doctors for a wellness plan and reach out to those you love, as well as other lupus patients, to stay positive and motivated. Lupus International is here to help, so you can also log on to get information from them as well. And they continue to help those nationwide with living with lupus. If you're just tuning in to the Diva Mix Show, we're talking about living with lupus here on the show. Now, when we get back, we're going to take a little music break. When we get back, we continue to talk more about it and how that disease, lupus, affects your body, your heart, your skin, your kidneys, your brain, the central nervous system, eyes, joints, and muscles here on the Diva Mix Show, because there are people that's living with some of the debilitating symptoms and they don't know what it is, and this may be the problem. But there's other things out there that can cover on the same umbrella that could be the problem as well. But like I said, what triggered me to do this show is that I had a couple of associates in different functions that I was at where they did fundraisers for lupus, and I got the experience and knowledge of knowing what a person that's living with lupus has to deal with and face with that disease. So we're going to talk more in detail here on the Diva Mac Show, more about living with lupus. We'll be right back. You're right home for work, Diva Mac.
It's The Ride Home at 5 with comedian, playwright, actress, and author Diva Mac, bringing you stop sign drama, entertainment traffic, red light scandal, highway news, side street suspense, and city-to-city knowledge here on The Diva Mac Show, your ride home from work. So buckle up and let's roll.
Ah. came for. Don't you wish you came more? Girl, what you playing for? Come on, let me kiss that. Ooh, I know you miss that. What's wrong? Let me fix that.
Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm, sex in the greatest form. Then hibernate under my body, and yep, I keep you warm. But in a chinchilla, you know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's 'cause 7 days a week you're my five-course
baby
meal for real.
About living with lupus and what it's like to live with lupus, and we'll continue to talk more here on the topic living with lupus. Now, lupus can affect just about any part of your body, but medicine can help prevent and ease problems. There are also steps you can take on your own to avoid the effects of lupus on your heart, skin, kidneys, eyes, and other areas. Now, lupus raises your chances of heart disease and stroke. Now, this is probably due to the long-term inflammation that comes with lupus. Some lupus medicines, such as steroids, may also increase these risks. Now, lupus inflames the heart or the sac that surrounds it. This can cause sharp pain in your chest. Lupus also may inflame the outside lining of your lungs. Pain often gets worse with deep breaths and as well when you have lupus because of the inflammation of the outside lining of your lungs. And sometimes the lungs can develop scarring from the inflammation and cause shortness of breath. And what can you do? Avoid smoking. Smoking makes the lung infections and heart disease much more likely, and it also slows your blood flow and raises your blood pressure. Getting regular exercises helps make your heart and lungs stronger. If you want activities that are easy on your joints, try walking, swimming, low impact aerobics, Pilates and stuff like that. The elliptical machines are good for you as well. Eating healthy, of course, you know, what we're putting into our body definitely affects and inflammation. So we have to be careful what you eat when you're living with lupus, and to keep your weight and blood pressure and cholesterol under control, fill up on fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. Eat baked or boiled fatty fish like salmon twice a week. It's rich in heart healthy omega-3 oils. Avoid fast foods and fried foods. Yes, you have to give those up. And also, though, sometimes we have those cravings and you want it, but when it's something that's going to benefit your health, you definitely have to put those things aside and be able to eat healthy so that you can live a more productive life. Get up to date on your vaccination. Now, don't forget to get, again, if you're just tuned in, we're talking about living with lupus. Don't forget, I'm going to say it again, don't forget to get flu and pneumonia vaccines. That's very important for those that are living with lupus, okay? You may become sensitive to, again, UV rays. We talked about that earlier, in sunlight, which can cause many skin challenges and common skin problems. You may develop as a butterfly-shaped rash on your nose or cheeks. Red scaly bumps or patches can develop on your body. Corn-like patches called discoid lesions can appear on your body or scalp. You may also have skin problems in other areas such as your mouth or nose, like you have nose sores, ulcers, hair loss but not baldness called alopecia, white or blue fingernails or toes in response to cold, which is Raynaud's phenomenon as well. So you just answered in. We're talking about living with lupus and how it affects your body. We're talking right now about the skin and protect your skin from the sun. You have to do that, especially when you're living with lupus. And we talked about this earlier, as far as covering your head or clothing, making sure you wear. You see people all the time, they be covered up, and you wonder why this person has on these long sleeves and long pants. They may be living with lupus, and that's why they have to keep their skin covered and continue to wear some type of sunscreen, some type of sun protection on their skin as well, wearing a hat on your head. Be gentle on your hair. Use baby shampoo and conditioner. Avoid harsh chemicals on your hair. When they with lupus, you can't use those chemically bound shampoos and conditioner. You have to use something more gentle. Wear mittens and thick socks when it's cold. If you have lupus, Raynaud's is usually related to being in the cold. So do what you can to keep your hands and feet warm. Now, let's talk about how lupus affects the kidneys. Lupus can inflame the kidneys, causing permanent damage. This can lead to swelling in the legs and high blood pressure. Your doctor will look for protein or blood cells in your urine, which are signs of kidney damage. Sometimes lupus can lead to kidney failure and require dialysis. Tell your doctor if you have symptoms of kidney problems, such as swelling in your ankle or lower leg, foaming urine or blood in your urine. Keep up with your checkups with your lupus doctor, a rheumatologist as well, who will do blood tests to make sure your kidneys are working well. And lupus can also affect your brain and the nerves in your spinal cord in several ways. If it does, you may have clouded thinking, confusion or memory loss, headaches, depression and anxiety. Seizures are rarely strokes, but that's a chance that can happen too. What you can do is ease stress. Try, again, working out to reduce your stress and relax your muscles. Also, there are different things you can do for reminders, like pillow boxes, posties, your cell phone recorder for your memory so you can try to remember things. I do this all the time for myself to remind myself, because I think of something. If I don't write it down, I will forget right away. So I'm either using my phone, using my notepad, using a sticky just to write it down, because once I think it, if I don't write it down, it's gone. So that's something you can do to remind yourself of different things so that you don't forget. If you do forget, so you can always go back and go to that particular pad or whatever, know where to go to find it, information, somewhere that you always go, like your refrigerator or your desk or your cell phone, as a screensaver, your reminder, check your reminders so that you can start remembering where your things are, what you need to know. Get help, build a strong support network. Again, that's very important. Consider cognitive therapy to manage thinking issues or counseling if you are anxious or depressed. Lupus medicines may help memory and thinking. And we're going to go on talking about the eyes and how it affects the eyes. And the most common eye problem is dryness or gritty feeling. Rarely, blood vessel changes in the retina can weaken your vision. Lupus can also damage nerves and the muscles that control your eye movement as well. And what you can do is you can use some teardrops for dry eyes. And you can buy that over the counter to keep your eyes moisture so you don't have that problem when living with lupus. We just need too many. We're talking talking about living with lupus and how it affects your body. As we move forward to talking about joints and muscles and joint pain, swelling and stiffness are common problems with lupus, especially in hands, wrists, and feet. The swelling doesn't damage your joints, but it can be very, 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 very painful. Lupus can also affect your muscles and cause weakness. Then what you can do is take anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen or naproxen. Try a warm shower bath or heating pad or cold packs to ease the pain and stiffness. Avoid highly intensity exercises when you have joint pain, but try to stay active with walking or yoga. So the thing is, if you're having this type of pain, just make sure you're not doing anything strenuous, but you still want to try to be as active as you can. But if you need to rest, make sure that you are resting so that you don't have one of those pain moments where you can't do anything. And we were talking about earlier how important it is that you eat healthy when living with lupus. You know, you can't eat the fried foods and eat out all the time. You know, sometimes it's okay to indulge a little bit, but with lupus, you have to be very, very, very careful. So we're going to talk about, you know, lupus diet and nutrition and reducing inflammation and other symptoms, and maintaining strong bones and muscles, combating the side effects of medication, helping achieve or maintain a healthy weight, and reducing the risk of heart disease. Again, when you have lupus, you have to watch your weight and really achieve and maintain a healthy weight. There are no foods that cause lupus or that can cure it. Still, good nutrition is an important part of the overall treatment plan for the disease. In general, people with lupus should aim for a well-balanced diet that includes plenty, plenty, plenty of fruits and vegetables and whole grains. Again, plenty, plenty, plenty of fruits and vegetables and whole grains, and it should also include moderate amounts of meats, poultry, and oily fish, as we stated earlier. So if you're just tuning in, we're going over it again so you all can have that information. If you're living with lupus or someone it is, making sure that they get active and they're eating healthy foods so that they can maintain a healthy life, even though there's not a cure for lupus. But you can nowadays they can live longer with the treatment and eating healthy and being active. And if you have lupus, following a variety healthy diet may help reduce the inflammation again and other symptoms and maintain strong bones and muscles and combat the side effects of the medications that you're on and help you achieve and maintain healthy weight and reduce the risk of heart disease. Again, if you just haven't tuned in to Diva Mag Show, we're talking about living with lupus. As we wrap up the last few minutes of the show, I'm going to give you all a little bit of information on, you know, reducing inflammation and other symptoms. And lupus isn't an inflammatory disease, so it's possible proven that foods that fight inflammation could help lupus symptoms. On the other hand, foods that fuel inflammation could worsen them. Now, foods with possible anti-inflammatory properties include fruits and vegetables, which are rich in substances called antioxidants. In addition, foods contain omega-3 fatty acids such as fish, nuts, ground flax seeds, canola oil, and olive oil may also help fight inflammation. Saturated fats, on the other hand, can raise cholesterol levels and may contribute to inflammation, so they should be limited. Sources of saturated fats include fried foods, commercial baked goods, cream soups and sauces, red meat, animal fat, processed meat products, and highly fat dairy foods. Now, this includes whole milk, half and half cheese, and cheese, butter, and ice cream. One food to avoid is alfalfa sprouts. Alfalfa tells have been associated with lupus flares and lupus-like syndrome that includes muscle pain, fatigue, abnormal blood test results, and kidney problems. These problems may be due to reaction to an amino acid found in alfalfa sprouts and seeds. This amino acid can activate the immune system and increase inflammation in people with lupus. Garlic may also stimulate the immune system. If you just been tuning in to the Diva Mag Show and had opportunity to tune in today about living with lupus, if you have someone that you know that's dealing with lupus, please help them, give them that support that they need. I'm your ride home for work, Diva Mac. Make sure you tune in tomorrow as we talk about what kind of people are you scared of here on the Diva Mac Show, as I continue to bring you the knowledge and information here. Remember, you all, you owe it to yourself, one, to be healthy, happy, and successful. I'm Diva Mac, your ride home for work.
It's the Ride Home at 5 with comedian, playwright, actress, and author Diva Mag, bringing you stop sign drama, entertainment traffic, red light scandal, highway news, side street suspense, and city-to-city knowledge here on the Diva Mag Show, your ride home from work. So buckle up and let's roll.